Brachos chapter 8, Mishnah 6. Ein mevarachin lo ala ner. Now we're talking about Avdolah. Person does not, when he's making the blessing for Avdolah, for the candle and the spices. So says the Mishnah, he can't say the blessing over the light or the spices of velo ala basamim shel goyim, of non-Jews. And why? Different of opinion. The first spices, everyone agrees, we worried that the spices were used in idol worship. They were somehow involved in idol worship, and you can't get benefit from that. The candle, some say it's the same reason, it's the idol worship concern. Some say the candle of a non-Jew hasn't like rested on Shabbos, right? It was used on Shabbos, and therefore you want to use something to show that we didn't use it on Shabbos, this light, this fire, and now we are using it. That's another opinion why we use our own lights. Velo ala besamim shel mesim, and also not on the velo ala ner, and also not on the spices and the light used for the dead. So if there was a dead body and there was a light put there for the honor of the body, and they put spices there to take away the smell of the body, so it's not appropriate to use those for Havdalah candles and spices. Vulala besamim shlif na'avod azara, and also for light and spices placed before idols. So the Gemara says this is really an explanation of the first clause, which was referring to light and spices of non-Jews. And also, no blessing is recited over the candle until benefit is derived from its light. So, you know, you have to get benefit from the light of the candle. What do we do? The Gemara actually says that you should be able to tell the difference between two coins. We look at our nails, because they say if you can tell the difference between a nail and the flesh next to the nail, that's the same amount of light as to be able to tell the difference between the two coins. So that's what we do. We look at our fingers to see, and thereby we get benefit from the light.